Mind, Body, and Soul. That's quite an ambitious title.
Well, everybody I talked to before I started this told me I needed a one-liner to describe the performance. And Mind, Body, and Soul just fits so good.
Why is that?
Okay, the performance is to eat and digest these three books. I got one copy of the Oxford Universal Dictionary of the English Language, one copy of Gray's Anatomy, and there's one copy of the King James Version of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So that's one for the mind, one for the body, and one for the soul.
So it's eating and digesting.
That's right. Whole book, except the covers. I don't have to eat the covers.
That's quite a lot of pages.
It's 3,000 double-sided pages and change.
And over what period of time are you doing this?
100 days is the target. And so far, after 2 months, I'm pretty much on track. Maybe a dozen or so pages behind where I should be, but from the beginning, I knew I would have to close with a sprint.
So that's roughly, what, 30 pages a day?
Maybe, it's a little more.
On first impression, that doesn't strike me as an overwhelming quantity.
For the first couple of weeks, it was a piece of cake. I mean, I was just flying through these books, but when you have to reach a quota, you have a certain number of pages every day, and at some point, the whole digestive tract, from your mouth just all the way down, it's just an open revolt, and just the sight of a page can just make you go, start to gag. I mean, look at the size of these dictionary pages. They are huge.
So the obvious question is, why are you doing this?
Well, I get that question a lot. Some of it, I guess, just has to do with endurance and discipline. It's like climbing a mountain, but I have a really, really bad phobia about heights, so I couldn't do that. And I don't know, there's the whole immortality thing.
The whole immortality thing?
Becoming one with the word. It's like these three books are going to be around forever. They are going to be around. I mean, they've been around a long time already, So I make them part of myself. I put them into my body, and it's like I can plug into immortality.
A number of years ago, I interviewed an individual who was memorizing the Iliad in ancient Greek, and he used almost the same words.
Really? Well, Greek is cool, but my memory is, it's like, forget about it. But then there's my girlfriend, and she just thinks that I'm doing this so I can get on Japanese television.
Japanese? Why Japanese?
They are really into this. I don't know exactly why. They eat all kinds of strange stuff over there because I've been there a couple of times doing this. But I don't know. Anyway, but I've been getting press, Humango Press in Japan.
I notice you have three very different types of edition.
Yeah, the Bible here on my left, it's a pocket version, and that means more pages, but they're smaller, so I think of them as my hors d'oeuvres. And the Gray's Anatomy in the middle is a standard paperback that you can get in any, you can get. I got this one on Remainder, and it's cheap paper, goes down nice and easy. But the dictionary on my right, it's like library quality hardback. It's the main course, and I can tell you it is one very seriously chunky piece of buffalo meat.
How do you relate your piece to the history of performance art?
I don't know a whole lot about it. Somebody sent me a book that had some trippy pictures of artists eating all kinds of stuff. I think it was in Vienna during the 60s or something. But the book's like in German.
Mm-hmm. Well, then how does the piece fit into the corpus of your own artistic work?
Before this, I haven't done performance art. A year ago, I was training to be a chef. I was in the Culinary Institute of America. I just always had this dream to do one thing, the one thing that nobody else, no other body, something I could do with my own body that had never been done before. So, my attitude was just let's do it. And my girlfriend said, it's a performance. It's performance art.
It sounds to me like a pretty full-time job.
Oh, it's solid full-time. I mean, if you're going to eat these three books in 100 days, I can tell you, you are not going to be doing anything else.
So how do you finance it?
Selling the covers.
The covers?
Yeah, I only have to eat, the body of the text. I don't have to eat the covers. So my girlfriend knew a collector who bought the covers sort of in advance. This is somebody who collects all kinds of weird stuff in the art world, very serious business. And in addition to that, then for cash flow, it's the gallery shows.
The gallery shows?
I get paid a fixed fee to set up my table for the day in a gallery and just chew book, it's what I'd be doing anyway, and I'm just in a gallery. So far, it's been New York, Berlin, Paris, Stuttgart, Osaka, Tokyo, San Francisco, Cleveland, Philly, a bunch of places, some colleges too.
Anywhere in England?
Not yet. London would be cool. Oxford would be even more cool. I mean, with the dictionary and stuff, that would be really...
So how have the reviews been when you've done it in galleries?
It's been a total riot. One of my friends says I got to save all the art magazine clippings, and then as a sequel, I could just eat them. But I don't understand some of it. I mean, one dude calls me, quote, a brilliant, almost hallucinatory embodiment of the corporeal aesthetic. Translucently metaphysical, inflamed by the acid juices of neo-Deleuzian thought. I still haven't found anybody who can tell me what neo-Deleuzian means.
Oh, I'm lost on that one. But has anyone objected that eating the Bible is somehow sacrilegious?
I've gotten some negative feedback on that, and the gallery in Cleveland was picketed by a bunch of Mormons, but that's not how I see it at all. I mean, it's the Word of God. It's in my body. I am taking it into my body. And I mean, there's all that stuff about the body being the temple of the soul, and I take that as word mega big time, mega.
Do you ever worry about toxins in the temple from the ink?
Not really. And the Bible I'm eating uses soy ink. I'm not sure about the others, but so far I haven't felt any side effects or anything. I mean, I drink maybe 5 to 7 big bottles of water every day, and that just flushes everything out.
Can you describe your actual eating process?
Sure. It's about time for a little snack anyway. Let's see here. In the Oxford Universal, I am up to page 1,335. It goes from none, N-O-N-E, to noose, N-O-O-S-E. Mm-hmm. It's got some words like none, non-ego, non-essential, none-such, non-intercourse, non-natural, nani-nani.
Nani-nani.
Non-performance, non-plus, non-sense, nonsense, nonsensical, non-sequitur, noodle, nook. It's one I've never seen before. Noology, the science of the understanding. It's from Greek. So I just tear it out and then tear the page lengthwise into more manageable pieces. I roll them up, you know, into almost like a chaw of tobacco, and then just start to chew. The key is water, lots of water, because the paper's constantly mopping out your mouth.
I'm curious, how do you feel at night lying in bed after a full day of performing this work?
I feel good. I mean, sometimes I feel a little clotted or heavy, but then I just try to focus in on what I'm doing, and the words that I've seen and been eating during the day, because I usually take a couple of minutes to scan the pages before I put them in my mouth, and every night all these words just kind of float up out of nowhere. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Tonight it's going to be words like, you know, nani nani and noology. It's a beautiful thing.
I'm not sure how to ask the next obvious question.
You mean the next morning?
Right.
Well, it's pretty much what you'd expect.
So, do you have any plans for the next project?
None. Zero. But last week I got a call from a publisher who wants me to write a book about the whole thing, and that had to made me laugh. Like, all the words that I've been digesting were going to jump back onto the page and get in somebody else's face.
Mind, body, and soul.
Mind, body, and soul.